Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kind of excited that the season isn't ended yet. You're going to get some playoff games in
there. Yeah, really excited. Obviously, it was a tight one for them getting in there, and glad that they are. And yeah, going to go play some playoff games, and really excited for it.
You know, going in there, Kate, are there certain, obviously, other than winning, but individually, are there any areas of your game that you like to target if you're getting more games? I mean, I'm sure that you have areas going into the offseason, but this is everything else, the things I want to address going into next year.
Yeah, I think for sure there's obviously always things I want to work on, but for me, I think, you know, it's the playoffs, so you kind of just want to let your instincts take over, and obviously you want to keep improving every day, but I think for me, just going to have fun with it, let the instincts take over, and, you know, try to win, so, yeah.
How interested are you to see where Jack and Jaden's games are now compared to what you previously saw?
Yeah, I'm sure they're, I mean, obviously we just saw Quinter there, Rookie of the Year, you know, see that's unreal. He deserves it more than any guy for sure. Obviously JJ too, could have easily got it too, but you know, both of those guys, you know, they're studs. They're gonna be studs here for sure, and excited to get the opportunity to play with them in playoffs.
Is this a real opportunity, do you think? I mean, you know, the improvement you've made, Samuelson has made, and Gerald has made, obviously Quinn and Paterka probably are better than the last time you saw them. Do you think this is going to be a real opportunity for you guys down there to maybe make some noise?
Yeah, I think obviously you want to do well, personally and team wise. I think for us, we just can't put too much of that pressure on ourselves. That, you know, as soon as we get down, that all things sudden things are going to, you know, be amazing. You know, it's a really good league. You know, there's a lot of good players. Obviously, we want to make the most of this opportunity to be the best we can. But yeah, like I said, you know, it's a playoffs. Have fun. Let the instincts take over, and the rest will fall in place. So yeah, looking forward to it.
What stood out to you in that group when you were with them for close to 2 months?
Yeah, I think a lot of things. Obviously, Seth, the head coach there, he's an awesome person and coach. And just, you know, the same goes for that group as up here. Is, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, you know, what line, skill level are, you're treated the exact same. And, you know, same as up here, we want to win. That's the biggest thing is, you know, we want to carry that into from the AHL to the NHL. And, yeah, just a team family atmosphere, and it's exciting.
Sentiment for two spots, you've got some chances to play wing this year.
Yep.
What has that done for you to be able to do that moving forward?
Yeah, I think for me, I just want to be as versatile as possible. You know, getting to play different scenarios and positions throughout the year just kind of helps my game and my situational awareness and how I can improve and do things better to allow me to be successful. And when I play center, I know, you know, okay, where's the winger going to be? Because I played wing. When the center is playing center, I'm playing wing. Okay, what's the center going to do here? Because I'm playing wing, and how can I help either of those positions be as best as possible? So I think kind of helps to mold out my game a bit more. And yeah, it's just you know, can put me anywhere in the lineup, and I can be successful.
What do you think about just the way this season went for you from the standpoint? only heard your name mentioned all summer. Potential trade talk. The trade goes down. Now you've got to get into a new organization, not the one that drafted you, but you're all invested. You're all in here. I mean, is it transition gone even faster than you expected, really being invested in this whole situation? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think there was the ups and downs for sure. Obviously, you know, I try to be, you know, as hardworking and loyal as I can, and getting traded definitely was like, whoa, well, you know, you don't expect that, and you're not really sure how it's going to go, you know. Coming to a new organization, you're comfortable somewhere, and you're coming new, and for me, I just tried to, you know, embrace it as much as possible, be a good person, meet everyone I could in the organization, and just embrace that, and use my hard work and my foundation to lead me. And I think coming from Vegas, obviously it's a lot different than where I'm from in Calgary, and coming to Buffalo it was a breath of fresh air. Just to, you know, I felt more like home. You know, there was winter, there's some trees around. You know, I've said this before, like, I want to have kids one day, and I want them to have a backyard rink that they can play on, and that in Buffalo you're able to do that. And those little things that Buffalo allow me to do, and you know, just be myself more. And you know, my dream is to have a house and with a lot of trees, and there's a lot of trees here, so that's good, you know. And those little things, I think, kind of just help me embrace being here more. And then obviously, the whole management, starting from Kevin, Danny, and then obviously my teammates here in Buffalo. It's just, like I said, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, you're going to get treated the exact same way, and that's all you can ask for at the end of the day. Everyone loves being here. We love our fans. You know, I think being Buffalo, they've been here obviously however many years, you know, they got that strong fan base, and we're excited to, you know, see what we can do and allow them to, you know, be excited about coming to a Sabres game every day. And you know, we're excited as a group coming in next year to be a Sabre every day, and that's exciting.
Oh. An outsider, so to speak, coming into this group in whatever, December, January, whatever it was, just what allowed you to assimilate to it? Obviously, they're very welcoming. How did that process go?
Yeah, like you said, it's everyone's very welcoming. You know, they allow you to be yourself and feel comfortable. And you know, I'll be honest, there was some times where, you know, I was nervous. I was you know, holy, I just, you know, what's going on? Like, I'm in Buffalo, New York. It's, you never thought you'd be here, whatever, 4 years ago. It was a lot of change, but I did my best to embrace that, and I absolutely loved it. So yeah, I think I'll still, at the end of this year, look back when I'm done playing in the playoffs. I'll take some time to reflect, and it'll be pretty cool. So I'm excited. You know, I'm excited about what the year did for me and as a team, and I'm excited what the future holds for sure.
How did it help you to come here and you knew Quinn in Rochester, so you went there and you knew him.
Yeah.
Come up here, you know Dylan, you know Alex.
Yeah.
How much did that help?
Yeah, for sure. I think having those guys that you know and you're comfortable around, it makes it a lot easier. You can kind of rely on them for information. And obviously, every other guy that I met in Rochester would do anything that Quinn would do. So, and they're just great people. So, and then obviously coming in with Alex, you know, him, knowing him for the past 2 years that I got to know him in Vegas and having him here, he's an unbelievable person. I think you guys, the media and everyone in our organization can see that. And then Dylan growing up playing against him, and then Cody and a few other guys. Actually, Cody at Christmas, he invited me over for Christmas, and so that just made things even more comfortable, and knowing that this is my place to be, and it was exciting for sure.
How rewarding was it to just to be part of the turnaround last 2 months? How well you guys played, meeting good good teams and, you know, and really on big stages, including the Heritage Classic.
Yeah, that's exciting. I think it shows. I think Oki said in his interview the other day, you know, we can, by the end of the year, you know, every game we knew we could have a chance at winning, and that's exciting. That feels good that you know every game that, okay, we can win this game, and if it's, like you said, if it's not that one, it's the next one. So, you know, that's cool, and it was great last 2 months and leading into the next season.
So are you exposing yourself as the guy who said in Jersey we're winning this game?
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not. But that was nice, whoever said that.
Peyton, what's the most important lesson that you took away from Don this season?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of things. You know, he's an unreal coach. Great person, obviously. He communicates really well with you and how he wants you to excel and what he wants you to do. For me, you know, every shift I want to score, but I got to allow myself just to play calm and, you know, pick my spots and allow when I need to, okay, yeah, this is a shift, I can score, and next, okay, I just need to dump the puck and no problem and fight for the next one. So I think that was just the biggest thing for me is time and place, situational awareness, and I think that comes with time for sure too. But yeah, it's something that I can, you know, I just play with confidence and you know, but then also know when the time is to strike and when it is to just fight the next shift.
Going off that, you went through so much change this year, walking in, hearing Don say things like play fearless, don't worry about making a mistake. How much did that help you, especially in your adjustment going from Vegas to here and then, of course, you know, being a full-time NHL?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's huge. When you know, fear is definitely something that you don't want to have in your game. It's fear is the enemy. Like, you know, you're going to be shaky. You're going to make worse plays when you're scared. And you know, for him, he just puts that confidence in us to, you know, you can make that play. And say you make that play and mess up, that's okay. You're confident in that play and make it. And that's something that Donnie and the coaching staff reaches, and you know, and when you make that mistake, we have those layers to back you up. So he's been great, and like I said, and the whole coaching staff, all the assistants and everyone for sure.
Did you have any good verbal exchanges with Brad Marchand the other night?
Yeah, a couple. I don't know, every game it seems like we're going, he's more my size, so I can kind of go at a little bit. I try not to, but just play hard. That's the biggest thing for me is it doesn't matter who I'm against, I'm going to play the same way, but happened to go a few against him for sure.
Not that you want to compliment him when you're out there, but is there anything in his game that you really respect, appreciate, that, you know, maybe want to emulate?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, actually me and Vic talked about it after we played Boston is, you know, as we're not small, but we're not massive guys, and he's one of those guys that, you know, he's not massive, but not small, and he's really excelled at that, being shifty, being patient with the puck, you know, he plays fearless, and that's definitely something I want to add to my game, and I respect out of his game a lot, and I'll watch the playoffs, and I'm gonna be watching him for sure. And how he plays, and you know, I want to add that to my game.
What else did you learn about
trash talking?
What's that?
Can you match him as far as trash talking?
No way. he's got me beat there for sure.
You don't have a desire to get to his level?
No. I'll let the play do the talking, and he can do what he wants for sure.
Is there any element of the game that, you know, when you came into the league, you thought you might be able to do right away, but now you recognize it's going to take a little bit more time and a different avenue to
For sure. I think, like I was saying, it's the situational awareness type things, right? I think in junior you can do a behind the back play 4 or 5 times a game and you'll get 4 out of 5. You might get one of those every 5 games in maybe 20 games in the NHL, so you just gotta pick your spots and be confident in your plays, like I said. And like we said, what Donnie said is situational awareness, and every shift I can't do that. So I gotta make sure that my impact in that shift is just getting the deep and putting the next line in a good situation, right? And then they do that, get the puck deep for my next shift. I'm in the O zone now. Now I can make my plays. So, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.